News on WTOP. The U.S. government has concluded that it was Iran that was behind those threatening emails that were being sent to some swing state Democrats. The emails were demanding that the swing state voters change their party registration and vote for President Trump. Originally thought to be from the right-wing group Proud Boys that supports Mr. Trump.
Although we have not seen the same actions from Russia, we are aware that they have obtained some voter information just as they did in 2016.
John Ratcliffe, Director of National Intelligence, speaking at a hastily arranged news conference earlier tonight. WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green joined us a bit earlier for a deeper dive on how these nations got a hold of this voter registration info.
Voter files, as they're called, are publicly available. In fact, there are commercial organizations that actually sell this information. So anyone can get a hold of it, whether you're an American citizen or somebody from Russia or Iran, if you have the right people in place. This is public information. But the thing that they cannot get, they cannot determine how you vote. They cannot say, okay, you voted for Joe Biden in the 2020 election. That information stays with you in the voting booth. So regardless of where they got this information and whether it's available to them or not, they can't use this information to legitimately say they know how you voted because it simply isn't available to them. People should not be afraid of this because this voter information is out there, and this has long been the case. It's nothing new. It's something that political organizations buy and sell.
When the FBI director Chris Wray says your vote will count, you can count on that. As far as your reporting tells you, that's true.
Absolutely. Here's the problem for people who want to engage in hacking or changing votes. It's a decentralized system. There are too many hoops to jump through for a foreign entity or domestic anybody that might want to change votes, because these voting systems are run by the states. And there are levels and redundancies of protections that prevent people from getting a hold of information in these systems to try to change votes. And the other part of this, too, is most of these, if I'm correct, all of these systems are not connected to the internet. So you'd physically have to go in and change votes. So people can rest assured that their votes are counted. And this is a part of why they had this news conference tonight, was to reinstill confidence in people that they are on top of it and they are working this. And I know this is true. I'm not here to be a cheerleader for the FBI or the DNI, but I do know from covering them for a long period of time, they are telling the truth. This is a situation where they have some very good tools and very strong people who know how to work these things, votes are secure and the voting system is secure. So what they did tonight was just to try to bolster that confidence of the American people.
This is a question much more geared for a political analyst than a national security correspondent such as yourself. But people may ask, you know, we're just less than 2 weeks away from the election. Is there a political element here?
It could be a political thought process involved in this. But as far as someone in the U.S., a political organization being involved, I think it is what it is. What we heard today was that there had been threatening emails that were sent. Whether there are some that are championing the fact that these emails were sent and others decrying it doesn't matter. What really is important is they were not the work of entities in the U.S. They were stopped, whoever they came from, by U.S. authorities. And people who got them can rest assured that they are not in any danger as a result of these emails that were sent them. They were not targets of anything. This idea about this possibly being a political operation, if it was, which I strongly and heavily doubt, it failed miserably.
WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green on Skype. On news of new election interference tonight, identified by the U.S. government, coming from Iran and Russia. We'll have more in the minutes and hours ahead on WTOP.